Kovac turned back to David Moore. Why didn't you tell me a man joined your little party at the bar last night? Moore looked away, looked confused, shrugged, spread his hands. Only the first thing was significant. I don't know, he stammered. I didn't know the guy. Why would I mention it? Because you don't leave things out when you talk to the cops, Einstein. It tends to make us suspicious when we find out after the fact. Who was he? Ivers knew him. He's, in the business. He's, director of photography. He stopped by. We talked about my project. What's his name? Don something. I don't remember his last name. He drops by to talk about your project. Maybe because he's interested in doing whatever he does for you, right? And you don't remember him. He didn't give you a business card. It was a casual conversation. Ivers wanted me to meet him, that's all. So why did Ivers and your little bird friend not say something about him to me either? I don't know. They didn't think it was important. He was only there for a few minutes. I'm supposed to swallow this load of horseshit, Kovac asked. I don't care what you believe. That's a very poor attitude you've got, sport. You damn well ought to care what I think, because I have the power to take your putrid little life apart turd by turd and poke at every slimy thing crawling under your lies. And now, I'm gonna go upstairs and talk to the little chickadee without you being there. Did you all get your lies lined up, beak to tail, earlier today? Because I'll be a lying son of a bitch and tell her that you talked and told me all about your plan, so she might as well too, and Edmund Ivers won't be there to put words in her mouth this time. Moore's cell phone rang, tucked somewhere in a pocket. Why don't you answer that, Dave? Kovac suggested. It's probably her right now, wanting to know where the hell you are. Moore didn't move. Kovac pushed past him, took the stairs back up to the third floor, and knocked on the door of apartment 309. Ginny Bird opened the door immediately, her face falling as she was greeted with the unpleasant surprise of Kovac. Can I come in? He asked, even as he stepped inside the apartment and passed her. Moore came in behind him. You don't have to talk to him, Ginny, not without a lawyer. Kovac arched a brow. Miss Bird isn't under arrest. Why would she want a lawyer present? Ginny Bird looked like a deer in the headlights. Dumb as a sack of hair, this girl. Her assets lay elsewhere, in plain sight. Deep purple silk and lace were artfully arranged over her unnaturally round breasts and slender frame in the form of a camisole and a thong. She wore a sheer purple robe over the ensemble for her version of modesty. It barely came to the top of her thighs. She balanced on a pair of silver stilettos, all ready to offer comfort and white-hot sex to poor, beleaguered David Moore. Kovac looked around what he could see of the apartment. Hardwood on the hall floor, white carpet flowing through a dining-slash-living room to a small gas fireplace with a granite surround. Contemporary furnishings, chrome, glass, leather. Nice digs, Kovac said. But we're a long way from Hudson, Wisconsin. You must be very good at what you do to have a place on this side of the river and the other, Ms. Bird. Ginny is a casting director, Moore started. Kovac turned on him. You're interfering with a police investigation, asshole. You can sit down and shut up, or I can put you in the hall face down on the floor hogtied. You wouldn't dare, Moore said. Hey, you're the one who decided. I'm crazy. You don't know what I might do. And you really don't want to find out the hard way, do you? Moore held up his hands and took a couple of steps backward into the dining room area to pace. Kovac turned back to Ginny Bird. Ms. Bird, you were at the Marquette Hotel last night, having drinks with your boyfriend here, Edmund Ivers, and a third man who dropped by. Who was that man? Her eyes darted to Moore. Kovac moved into her line of sight. Don something, she said. It was loud in the bar. I couldn't catch his last name. What was he doing there? I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. She shifted to the left, trying to make eye contact with Moore again. What's the matter, Ms. Bird? Kovac asked. Can't remember your lines?
There's nothing to remember, she said. I don't know anything that might help you.
You don't know about the payoff, the $25,000.